President, to Ephesians, open the Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. 3. That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Honor your father and mother, because this is the first commandment with promise. And God, all the Israel people have to observe the 10 commandments. And this is the fifth one. And in the New Testament, at the word 3 will become the first commandment with promise. So we should honor our father and mother. We are the children of our father and mother. Honor means respect. So we should respect our father and mother, especially our mother, because our mother risked their life for us. You know, for brother, it's very hard for us to imagine how difficult when our mom have us. Really tough, yeah. Let's turn to First Chronicles. Chapter 4, verse 9. Chapter 4, verse 9. When Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. So Jabez remembered his mom, and he called on the God of the Lord, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Because he remembered his mom when his mom had him in pain. This is a true story. Many mothers lose their life for delivering baby. But after mom delivered the new baby, at first, the nurse so rejoiced. Everybody so joyful. But it turned out mom may pass away because they're breathing too much or some unexpected situation happened on mom. Rachel delivered a baby. After that, she died. And Eli's daughter-in-law died just right after she delivered a new baby. So thank God when our mom had us in safety. But your mom maybe never tell you the true story, how difficult it is when she rushed to hospital and to ready for the new baby. So our mom suffered much in order to help us, in order to help us. And after having delivering a new baby, and she and father had to bring us up. Also very difficult. I saw how your mom changed a diaper for you. I saw your mom how they feed you when you were hungry. I saw your mom suffered so much for you when you got sick. When you cried at midnight, your mom had to get up and prepare the milk for you. In the midnight, if you feel very sick, your mom have to bring you to hospital for emergency, for special care. They suffer for us much. Yeah. And every day, they worry about us. When they go to school, after 3 o'clock, they just, if your mom stay home, they may stay home to waiting for you. 5 minutes after 3, why still did not see you? 10 minutes after 3, the school bus should stop before in front of my house. But why didn't see you? 15 minutes later, didn't see you. So they worry about it so much. Yeah. That's a mom. So the Bible tells us we should honor, respect our mother and father. And then 1 year during the RHTS, because we talk about the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but he just forgot. And he called upon all the magicians from the land, and no one can interpret his dream. Even no one can understand his dream, because even King Nebuchadnezzar forgot his dream. And all the magicians felt this king was so unreasonable. So I ask a student, how many of you consider your mom, your dad, is unreasonable? It's so sad. Over 50% of the students say, my mom is so unreasonable. Then every day in class, I gather everybody together to talk about, to share why you say your mom is so unreasonable. It's so sad. They forgot how their mom suffered for them. If your mom work, had a job, you can imagine your mom was so busy, so suffering. After work, have to prepare the meal for you, just like a burnt candle at the both ends. So Bible tells us, honor our father and mother. This commandment, this is not a suggestion. So how to repay our father and mother? Please turn to 1 Timothy, chapter 5. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 3. Honor widows who are really widows. 4. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. Of course, Apostle Paul encouraged everybody respect, honor widows, because widows mean not my mother, other mother. And yet Apostle Paul encouraged us respect and honor other widow, if not our mom. And here especially said, if any widow has children, he has own children, then children have to respect, honor his own mother at home. Just show piety. Piety, which means showing deep respect. Deep respect. Not just superficial respect. Not just say, hey, hello, mom, good morning, I love you. Not just lip service, but we should love them more. And learn, and also to repay their parents, repay their love. Okay. So before we repay our love back to our parents, we should acknowledge whatever they have done for us. Acknowledge. So all of us, we should acknowledge to understand how much our parents have done for us. Every morning, every moment, when we go out will say, Mom, I love you. Thank you so much. When we come back, Mom, thank God, God protected me. Today, everything is so smoothly. We share with your parents. Now, some of your parents ask you, how is your day? It's okay. How is your day? How's your taste? Okay. How is the MRTS? Okay. How is your PMVP? Okay. How's your meal? Okay. Mom, you talk too much. Don't ask too much. Acknowledge how much they have done for us. Now is the time. Don't wait until it's too late. One time, because I have to prepare Mother's Day sermon, so I just search the internet, and I found a story so touching. It touched my heart. Yeah. The young man, he went to flower shop to buy roses. Brother Kirk said, your money only sells stars. You only can buy carnation. But he insisted, said, I need roses because my mom loves roses. Yeah. I want to give my mom. And the gentleman behind him, the gentleman originally wanted to order flowers and then send it by mail to his mother. By mail, because he was so busy. He was unable to deliver the flowers to his mom. So he just ordered and by mail. And the young man insisted he needed roses with $6. And the clerk just agreed and gave him a dozen of roses. And this young man jumped, so happy and excited. And the gentleman, the old man, just tried to see, why this young man is so exciting. Right? So this man around 40 years old, behind him, and the young man around 20 years old. So the 40 years old man just followed the young man. And then finally, he found the young man approached the cemetery and then get into the cemetery and just kneel down before the tomb and just said, Jesus, please tell my mom I love him. And he said, Mom, when you were in hospital, I cannot come to see you. But now I come here to see you. So Jesus, please tell him I love my mom. So sometimes when I try to say, Mom, I love you, it's too late. My mom passed away 5 years ago. And then one time, I saw Pastor Huang call his mom. I said, Pastor Huang, I'm so jealous of you. Because you have two moms, your mother and your mother-in-law. And he said, I have three mothers. So I was so jealous about him. Three mothers to call. I have no mother to call. You have mother to call. So you should say, I love you, Mom. Thank you so much for everything you have done for me. Don't wait. Don't withhold. Say, Mom, I love you. Then secondly, we should know their feeling and their needs. Now sometimes we are young men. We have our own idea. We have our thinking. We receive the new technology, education, because our mom bring us to the new country. Here is a new country. They help us to fulfill our dream. A better education, better opportunity. and it turned out they suffer. But we enjoy it. We enjoy the new system. We enjoy better opportunities. We enjoy better technology. So our mom become older because they have done so much for us. They dedicate their time, their energy for us. They don't have any opportunity to go to school, to do it all themselves, to re-equip for themselves because of us. And some of us just despise our parents. So when you and your mom or your father went out, you go out for shopping together, if your mom wants to hold your hand, maybe you just say, "Mom, I don't like hot candy with you." Maybe you're ashamed of the way your mother talk, the way your mother wear, the way your mother thinking, the way your mother live. Because you are new generation, of course, all are new, and sometimes it's different. But don't despise our mom. Respect our mom, even the way they speak, the way they live is different from ours because we live in this e-generation. Of course, everything is different. We receive access to new technology. We know how to think. We know how to live in this new society. So don't despise our mom. Even our mom getting older, a lot of wrinkles in their face. In mom's face, in daddy's face, not wrinkles, gray hair. The hair will become few and few. But don't despise them. Respect them. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, tells us, obey them. Obey in the Lord. Obey. Before we obey our parents, we have to surrender our will. We have our own thinking, but we have to surrender, then we can obey our parents. We should acknowledge their authority comes from God. So sometimes we consider our parents' idea is so ridiculous, we cannot accept it. When me and my wife had a new baby, and my mom just moved to live with us. And the way my mom fed the baby is so different from the new generation, because in all way, when they, whatever the food, because of the food too hot, so because the mom loves children, so mom just bite, just chewing cover mouth, and then spit out, and then feed the baby. This is all way. Of course, this is not right from sanitary. This is not right. Yeah. This is all generation. Maybe your mom was fed in this way. Your grandmom feed your mom in this way. My wife said, "Hey, it's not right." But my wife just keep silent because she understood everything out of mom's love. We just pray to God, and if everything out of love, then God will protect us. Even the way is so ugly, but we respect our mom. So obey in the Lord. Do not talk back. Sometimes we talk back, because we want to fulfill our own desire. Then how to love our mom, our father in return? The good way is to read the Bible every day. Read the Bible every day. Couple nights ago, I met a sister in Bowen Park Church. And the sister just shared her own experience to me, because she has three children. And three children were not our TGC members. They are not. But this mother just gave her other daughter a Bible. And she talked to her daughter, said, "If you love me, then please read the Bible one chapter a day. Read the Bible. Then you just mark the Bible at the end of the chapter. He said, 'I love mom.'" Jesus said, "If you love me, you do the Bible every day. One chapter, only one chapter." And thank God, her daughter read one chapter a day. And then mark, you know, mark, "I love you, mom," at the end of the chapter. So if you love our mom, just read the Bible every day. And why should we read the Bible every day? Because the Bible will tell us, will give us wisdom. You are over 18 years old. You can make your own decision. Under 18 years old, you cannot sign because you are guardian under your parents. But now, you can. So, which means you have to make your own decision because you are over 18 years old. Then how to make the right decision? Then we need wisdom. How to get wisdom from God? Through the Bible, through reading the Bible, we can get wisdom. Then we will know what is right and wrong, and what is good and evil. If we make a right choice, then we can make our parents happy, like a Proverbs to us. Yeah. Make our parents happy. So how to make our parents happy? We read the Bible. When we read the Bible, we will gain wisdom and will help us to make a right decision. If we make a wrong decision, if we make a wrong friend, then they might ruin your life, destroy your life. Who suffer? If you ruin your life, who suffer for you? Your parents suffer for you. So we should make the right choice. If we make a wrong choice, you suffer, your parents suffer. Now, some situation can be reversed, but some situation cannot be reversed. So think about this. So read the Bible every day if you love your mom. Then pray every day if you love your mom. And your job, pray for his children. Every day, job. So parents pray for children. Your mom pray for you every day. So we should pray for our parents every day as well. Because our parents is but men like you and me, the flesh is weak. They have their limitation. Don't consider our mom, our father is a superman, superwoman. No. They are just regular person. Natural men, natural. Like you and me, like everybody. So we should pray for them. Because all we need parents' support. When you go to college, you may still need parents' financial support, mental support, spiritual support. So we need to pray for our parents. If your parents did not believe in Lord, in Christ, then we should pray for them. If we have a heart to pray for them, then we'll touch Jesus Christ. Because Bible tells us, those who do not believe will be condemned, receive eternal condemned. The result is go to Hades. And so how terrible, very terrible. So we should pray for our parents. The Bible tells us, honor our parents because they risk their life to help us. They bring up us, they bring us up, they raise us. So we should pay back to them. We acknowledge whatever they have done for us. Now is the opportunity. So don't wait until it's too late. Then we should understand their feelings and their needs. When we graduate from college, when we find a job, we have income, then we should pay them back. Actually, some of our parents have no need of money, They just need our heart. Like the Bible tells us, just give your heart to me. I only need your heart. Then obey in the Lord. Obey. And read the Bible every day to ask God to give us the wisdom and then also make the right choice. And pray for our parents. Okay, now come forward to pray together.